And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 1189 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is Ask Roz and Mocha. We want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening to as many episodes as you have. Feel free to share this episode with anyone in your life who you think would enjoy the Roz and Mocha Show, specifically Ask Roz and Mocha. And as we kick off every single one of these episodes, we go straight to the phones. Hello, Greg. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you today?
I'm great, Mocha. How are you guys all doing?
Good. Where do you listen to the show from?
I just listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay. From where? Because you got your area code.
I'm in Branson.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Yeah. What is your question?
I know that you're a sneakerhead, and I know that you don't wear some of your sneakers. I just wanted to know, what is your favorite sneaker that you have?
Oh, got to be my Toronto Raptors Jordan 4s. I don't know if they sell those anymore, but they're like black, red, and purple. And suede.
I know exactly which they're.
I've never worn them. I won't even wear them. Like, I thought, hey, if I ever go to a Raptors game, maybe I'll wear them there. Yeah. But then I've said this before, where I fear, A, creases, B, if someone steps on them or spills, like, their drink, or if I spill something on them, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not about to destroy those.
I'm looking at them right now.
I hear you. I also wear only Jordan 4s, and I only have 6 pairs. My favorite ones are the Doran Buckers. I have, like, Black Cats, the Fire Red, the Cool Gray, the Seafoam Green.
Are these the black ones with, like, the purple and then the red? They look like little spider webs to hold the laces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much are they worth?
And then, but my favorite ones are the Dorenbachers. They have the Superman logo on the tongue.
Oh, yeah. They're like black, green, purple, blue. And they got, the logo, the Superman logo. And the laces are green,
Superman,
right?
Guy, so okay. Those are my all-time faves.
These are $575 on eBay right now.
Which one? The Raptors one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Jordan
4s. Yeah, you can still get them on eBay,
Hey, do you remember when, what was it?
$600 for another pair, $677 for another pair.
When Dior released, I think it was the Jordan 1s, like a few years ago, and you have to sign up, right, to get, I can't remember if it was to sign up to get on the list to potentially
to get
buy
on the
one.
List to get them or something like that,
So I remember I signed up and I got on the list, but then I thought at the time, because like the news had come out so quickly and we were working, we were upstairs in our old studio.
Yeah.
And that morning I remember I didn't read, like I didn't know that you sign up and then maybe you get selected. I didn't know it was a lottery system. I thought once you sign up, that guarantees your sneakers and then you got to pay.
I
signed up and then like, I guess I took my name off the list because at the time I think the sneakers were, I can't even remember, like $5,000 or something like that. And I was like, I don't know if I could pay that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. God, these things are expensive.
You guys probably could because you're millionaires, but not for me.
here's a pair right here on eBay, size 10. Jordan 4 Retro NRG Raptors 2018, Canadian, $926.
That's my size 10.
Yeah.
I'm still not doing it.
Crazy, I know.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for listening. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I'm going to have to go with Roz.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Big up Brampton.
Great day, guys. All the best.
Later, see you, man. Does your wife have like an equivalent of what you have with running shoes? Like, do you each have something at home where she collects it and doesn't wear it or?
No.
No.
Everything she owns, she collects. I mean, everything she owns, she wears.
But so she doesn't have that like an equivalent, like a bag, like thing where she has bags and she never uses them.
Anything like that?
No. Yeah, because
I don't. Is Catherine?
No.
Or
God,
you?
No.
You don't have
I don't have
lawnmowers.
I use them, though. Use them and I break them and everything. Like, I don't have anything that I've paid for that I deem too sort of precious to use it for its intended purpose.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't have that thing with shoes or a collectible of something. Because I know some guys have that even with watches.
Yeah.
Where they have watches that they just won't wear. Right? Like, I don't have anything like that.
I have that with books.
With books? Mm. But
you won't ever read?
They're still in the wrapping,
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
I used to have that with soap opera magazines. Like, after I'm done watching them, after I'm done reading them.
But you would read them, though.
Yeah.
My books are still in the packaging.
Yeah.
Well, no, do you have anything, Shem, that is in your possession that you've never used? Like, you purchased and you've never used?
An old engagement ring.
But wow.
No, that was used. It just wasn't used for long. Maury, do you
you set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, come on. When you say that you have books and packages, these are doubles? Like, so you've already read the book once?
No, they're like, I might read it at the bookstore or flip through it at the bookstore and then buy the sealed one and just never open it.
But you don't even know if it's a good book.
Well, I flip through it. Like, I saw some of the, like, pictures of paintings and stuff, and then I'll just leave them sealed.
But why don't you...
And then Uniqlo came out with
Why don't you read the book if you bought it?
Well, I looked at the pictures.
But, so you did use it?
No, in the bookstore, their display copy.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy it and just not open it.
But why aren't you opening it, though?
Because it could be worth something.
Like, how much did you buy it for? Give us an example.
Like, there was a limit. That's what I'm saying. There was a limited edition Uniqlo Cause Andy Warhol book mm-hmm. that people lined up for. Mm-hmm. I bought it online. Like, I waited online, rushed and did it, and it sealed.
How much was it?
It was $65.
How long ago?
2 years ago.
How much is it worth now?
I have no idea.
Oh. So
it's you haven't even looked it up?
No, I haven't.
How many were made?
I think 1,500.
So around the world or just in Canada?
I think so around
what
the world.
What does the cover look like on that
it's
book?
It's black.
Does it have two X's on it?
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try and buy this right now.
I knew it.
Please tell me it's on discount for like $30.
Yeah, you just wait. Where are we here?
Are you like on an auction site?
$145 on eBay.
Oh, there you
what
go.
Was it originally? $89 originally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$145.
How'd you get it for $60?
No, it was $89. I'm telling you what I told Matthew.
Oh.
Wow.
Edward says here, do you put your finished laundry or dishes away as soon as they're done, or do you procrastinate with them?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, when it comes to laundry, sometimes once I bring the laundry basket upstairs, I will put the clothes away immediately. Sometimes it may sit in the laundry basket for a couple of days.
Yeah.
With the dishwasher, same thing. Like, once it's finished and it, like, fully dries and all the steam is out, maybe I'll put it away. Or if not, like, sometimes I start the dishwasher before I go to work. And then when I come home from work is when I empty it. Right.
Sometimes I'll take dish by dish out of the dishwasher.
And just use it as a cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We can't. We run our dishwasher almost daily because of the amount of dishes we use.
Oh, we definitely run ours daily.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm. For sure.
So we have to keep it empty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I know a friend of mine, and we were looking at redoing our kitchen. And I don't know if I'm going to do it. Kitchens are so expensive now, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. But when a friend of mine redid his kitchen, and he can never go back, his trick was two dishwashers.
Mm. What?
Yeah. Two dishwashers. So one is always empty. Right. So you never have
just
anything.
Working on a rotation.
You never have anything waiting to go in a dishwasher. Yeah. Or what they do is one is for like plates and cups and the other one is for the sort of bigger things that people don't want. Because for me, right, like I don't put trays, pots, pans, or lids in the dishwasher.
Same.
Right? Those all get hand washed.
Agreed.
Right? So like for me, the dishwasher is only for like plates, cups, bowls, this kind of thing.
Cutlery.
Yeah. Where Catherine, if she's doing, she'll just take everything, big giant pots, and throw them all in the dishwasher.
Girl.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's what she does. That's her thing. That's fine. Whatever. But that's her thing. But for me, I never do that. So when I'm like, I have more space in a dishwasher if I'm loading it than what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the dishwasher will sometimes go on even twice a day in our house.
Oh, wow.
Depending on what's going on. Wow. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Shem, what about you?
Yeah, I don't have a dishwasher, so I always hand wash. But when it comes to laundry, if I don't put my stuff away right away, it'll stay there for the week. Yeah. Like, I'm very extreme.
You don't
way.
Have a dishwasher?
I don't.
I used to.
Yeah, I used to, but not anymore.
What happened?
You got
to
rid
it?
Of it?
No, I didn't get rid of it. I just moved into a different like unit. Didn't have one.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you wash everything by hand?
Yeah, but that's how I grew up doing it way, right?
Yeah,
so it's like nothing to me.
Do you have like that the rack sitting
I have
on the counter?
Rack. Yeah, I got the rack and I empty it out and I clean it up.
Now are you sponge, cloth, or like bristle on a stick?
So it's funny, I actually have all three and I use them for different things, right? The bristle on the stick is tend to be used for pans. The brush is for pots, and then the cloth is for everything else.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
I have those green those green rectangles that are scrubbers
that are like yellow on the other side.
No, just the thin green ones. No, because the ones on the yellow, sometimes they have like their own secretions in them or whatever you call that, like their
soap?
Own soap, right? Yeah. I don't know, it's like you get it wet and then it starts to foam, right?
Yeah.
But I like the other ones because I have a lot of stainless steel that I cook with, and so those green ones just clean everything right up super fast.
Jag says here, what do you guys like to do at the beach? Do you go in the water, do you play games, or simply just kick back and work on your tan?
Poop.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm just trying to be on trend. I hear a lot about
last
that.
Summer.
That was last summer. Yeah.
By the way, we should mention Maria's not here today, so she's not answering any of these questions.
I mean, I love kicking it out. Like I love sitting and doing nothing on a beach. I really, really do. And I love the sun, everything else. But if I'm sitting there in front of water, mm-hmm. I can't not go in. Like, I have to go in. I'm so drawn to it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sitting on a beach chair and there's water or a pool or anything, like, I have to go in. Or even if it's cold, I have to go in.
Is it because you like the sensation of getting out of the pool?
No.
And then just, like, drying off just with the sun?
No,
the
it's there, and I need to be in it, right? Like, I just love water, and especially like the ocean, like that first time when if you don't live by the ocean,
yeah,
when you go to the ocean, it's such a different thing from, because when we have water hit our face here, it's like pool, lake, bath, shower,
yeah,
hitting on the wrong girl, right?
Wow. Yeah, Sham knows.
You know what I mean? That's when water's gonna hit you in the face here. Rain. But when you're live by the ocean, like, and I never get used to it, and I always forget what it's like, but that first time you go into the ocean when you haven't been in a while and that salt water wave hits you in the face,
yeah,
and it like tastes and it hurts your eyes and you're like, oh my God. And then after that, I'm just like, I need more, right? Really? I just want to keep going in the ocean.
Not me, man.
I love the ocean.
Anywhere there's water, I would prefer to just lay there and
really
enjoy the heat.
Yeah.
Close my eyes. If I fall asleep, I fall asleep. Listen to music. It don't matter. I want to chill. That's all I want to do.
We were in Portugal on our honeymoon. It wasn't that warm. The ocean was very, very cold, and we were on a beach, and it was a beautiful beach, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the beach, but nobody was in the water. Mm-hmm. And I got up from where we were sitting, and I walked into the ocean, and it was just something so like spectacular feeling of being the only one in the water when you're looking back at the beach and there's hundreds of people there and you're the only one in the water, right?
Yeah.
Like I felt alone. Like it was incredible. Like, but I really love that feeling.
But they're all watching you. See, that's my hesitancy. Again, maybe this is narcissistic of me. I'm always worrying people are going to be watching me.
Watching what
I'm doing in the ocean.
Then learn to swim.
I can swim. Okay. I'm one of the brothers that can, my guy.
Then why are they watching you so much?
Because
they think you can't?
Yo, why don't you continue with the stereo? Right. Type, Roz. What else?
Yeah,
is it because he's walking to the water holding watermelon?
Shem, they see Shem walking into the ocean. They think that this is the last of a really long string of bad days.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Don't do it, Shem Roy. No. Don't do it. It gets better.
The lifeguard's on break.
It gets
put
better,
it in reverse, Shem.
Damn it, Maury.
I just lie in the towel and soak it all in.
You have no desire to go in the water?
It depends on who I'm with.
Really? Well, let's just say your husband.
No,
who else would you be with?
Yeah. I mean, depends. How many times in your life, have you been somewhere else without your husband, like in that scenario?
If I go with my dad, then we'll go in the water.
When was the last time you and your dad, just father and son, dated the beach?
Yeah.
Jamaica.
No.
That was a work trip with us.
That was a work trip. Yeah. Oh. And y'all didn't go in the water, like in the
beach. You didn't go
near
the beach.
No,
your
we did. I went
broken.
To my
no,
knees.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Your
I have pictures
arm was
to prove
broken,
it.
And you yeah. sat on the edge of the pool with your legs dipped in
but
the
like,
water.
When was the last time? Because you say it depends on who you're with, uh-huh. right? When? Give us any situation where you were at a beach with somebody that wasn't your husband.
My friend Amanda.
When and you guys went into the water.
Yes, in Ottawa.
Ottawa,
bro. What in the river there?
Okay.
Wow, bro. Yeah. Your memoir is going to be full of stories.
And then before that, same person in Calgary.
A day at the river.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Okay.
Let's see here. Nazim says, okay, so we know how you hold your coffee mug, but if you had, let's say, a pitcher of beer, would you hold the handle like a coffee mug or hold the mug itself? You know that move where you take your entire hand, like your four fingers, and
put it through?
Put it through.
If you're holding a big
handle?
Beer stein?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that if you're holding a big beer stein, you got to hold it by the handle.
Well, yeah, there's
I
no
agree.
Other way.
Yeah.
It's more manly that way.
And sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes I do it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. But usually it's by the handle.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's Shem would probably use a straw.
Facts.
Pitcher of apple juice, please, ma'am.
I cozy up to it and then you'll put a straw in.
And not even, Shem would be the guy at the bar with a straw in his beer and he wouldn't even pick up the glass. You know that move that you do where your hands are on your lap and you just lean forward? Right? You know that move? Yeah, that would be Shem.
All right. Eddie says here, what's something that if you're offered by someone, you can't turn down, or you're at least accepting it 9 times out of 10? Okay, go ahead, Shem. Go ahead, hot shot.
Shem's like nudes.
my mind went
somewhere. Maury's like nudes.
A prayer.
You say a prayer?
A prayer, yeah.
Bro, after this podcast episode, you're going to need so many. Roz, what's your answer?
What was the question again? Something that I will...
You can't turn down at all if you're offered.
That I can't turn down if I'm offered.
Like candy and chocolate. Like that's, you know, I got a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I'm saying that. Or chips.
Honestly, because most, like, I don't get out a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm ever out at something where somebody says, hey, can I get you a drink?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like something alcoholic. I'm always going to say yes.
Oh, yeah,
just because of, like, where, like, because I'm never out. Like, it's not like I'm going to be out somewhere at morning where somebody's going to offer me something. Mm. Like, it's if I'm out somewhere, like, if I'm at somebody's house or I go and pick something up. Like, I had to go pick something up from a guy who's a friend of a friend, right? Mm. Just lawn stuff, whatever. And I got there, and he was like, hey, you want a drink? And I was like, sure. And he had a fridge in the garage, right?
Amazing.
Right? And he pulled out 2 cans, and we just sat there, kicked it on his driveway, and, you know, having a drink.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, I'm not going to say no to that.
Other than nudes and prayers, Shem, go ahead. And you can't say apple juice.
Oh, damn. I was just going to say that. You know what? Like French fries?
Yeah.
If somebody offers me that, like, I love it's my favorite food. So
if you were out, right, Shem? Let's say you're at a ball game, okay?
Okay.
And there's somebody beside you who's a stranger. Okay, you don't know them, but it's the third inning, and you know they're not crazy, right?
Sure,
they're cheering at the appropriate times. You know, the person they're with, they're having a good time, they're laughing. Okay, so but you have not said a word to them though. Okay, you've just sort of like scoped them. If they left to concession and came back to that seat, having not said a word with a thing of fries, if they took one and then nudged you with their elbow and put the fries in front of you, would you take one?
Okay, let me ask. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
Have I seen them? Like, am I watching them the entire time? Like, once
no,
they've sat down?
They've been beside you since you sat down the whole game. It's the third inning.
Right, but what I'm saying is once they've returned with the fries, they've only eaten one and are handing it to me, or have I been concentrating on the game? They just happened to nudge me like, hey, I got some fries.
They came. Mm-hmm. Okay, they came. Then I got to get into more detail here. Okay, for Shem, because he needs more detail.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Shem, the roof is open, by the way.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 29 degrees.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's a cool breeze blowing in.
They come back walking down the aisle, right, where you're sitting, already chewing.
Oh.
Okay. They sit down. They pull out 2 fries out of the fry thing, then nudge you and put it in front of your face.
Wait. They're nudging the 2 fries in my face?
No, the bucket.
Oh, okay. God, it scared me for a second.
No, the bucket.
I'm taking the fries.
You are.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Yes.
Are you, Roz?
No.
Me neither. Maury, are you taking the fries? I think Maury would take the fries.
Maury would take the fries. No, I would leave and not come back to the seat.
Roz would be at the general stand. Standing area, yeah. General admission.
Believe me, security would be at that woman before she finished those fries. Right? I would just straight up report it.
I know it. Yeah, I know it.
Damn it, Maury, aside from nudes?
Coffee.
If somebody offers you a coffee, you're always taking a coffee?
Always.
Good answer. Let's get back to the phones. Richard, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Good, so man. What's up?
My question is, after a shower, do you dry off while still in the shower or after stepping out?
What's your answer, Richard?
I think if you're a clean person, you should probably dry off in the shower because then you keep all the water and hair contained and your feet isn't tracking any more dirt if it's dry when stepping out of the shower.
I dry off fully in the shower. And then when I step out of the shower, it goes. And then when I step out of the shower, I dry the top and bottom of my feet with the towel. But everything is done in the shower.
Interesting.
I instantly step out, grab the towel from behind the door, and dry myself outside of the shower.
Are you standing on a bath mat or just on the tile?
On the bath mat.
Okay. Shem, what Ross thinks about this?
I dry off my legs in the shower and then step out and dry off the rest of my body.
Oh, okay.
Now that I think about it.
Interesting.
Because I like to shimmy in the towel, and you can't do that in the shower stall. Like,
right,
because
your shower's small, though, right?
Yeah, so, and I like to stretch out the towel behind me.
Yeah. No, I am trying to think of what I do. I think I do a half and half deal, because I think that when I'm in the shower, I open the shower door and I grab the towel. And because I have like longer hair, right? So that, like, if I get out, that is just dripping everywhere, more than your body, right? So I will like run the towel over my head a couple times. And then I think I do like my chest and maybe like my butt. And then I get out of the shower and I put one leg up on the side of the tub.
Yeah.
And I do my leg, and then I put the other leg up.
Like a lady
shaving her
legs?
Yeah, like a lady. Yeah, it's gorgeous. You should see it. And then I do my back. But I realized the other day that, and I do it instinctively, which is I will, and I always end off the same way, right? I always end off the same way, which is doing one final swipe of my face to get my face dry.
Okay.
Right? But I realized the other day that I, my entire life with my drying technique, I go butt to face with the towel.
Wait, what?
Because of the order I do things. I do my face to start and my hair. Then I do my chest, my legs, my arms, right? And then like my butt.
And you go back to the face?
And then I always end off with one swipe of the face.
Huh.
You don't find a separate part of the towel for your face? Like you didn't.
But I'm just saying, because it's been my routine, I realized the other day, now I'm going to find another part of the towel, but my hand on the towel is always in the same place.
Yeah, but like.
Also, why don't you air dry your ass?
Your ass is clean, though. You just showered.
I know, but I'm just rubbing it in there, though.
I guess, yeah,
right?
True.
Like, I mean.
Ass is never fully
it's
clean.
It's still ass, right? Yeah.
Like, you need a face cloth, bro.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I realized I did that I go ass to face with the towel when I'm done.
Thank God you said with the towel.
Yeah, yo. You guys don't do that? You never pay attention to the order you do
things? I do. I definitely don't do that, though.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. There you go, Richard. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful question. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Hands down, Roz.
There we go.
Hey, thank you, Richard. Have a great day, man.
You sound like an ass-to-face guy, too. I can tell.
Later, dude.
God.
And then, with my feet, what I do, especially if I'm at the gym, I throw a towel on the ground, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then I stand on the towel, and then I take one foot, and I flip over half of the towel onto my foot, and then I rub it with my other foot on top, and then I flip it over, and I rub it with the towel that way instead of bending down and drying my feet. Yeah, that's what I do anyway. That's how I clean.
There you go. That concludes episode 1189 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Want to thank you again for taking time out of your day, out of your night, whenever it is that you're listening to this, to listen and spend time with the Roz and Mocha Show. We'll do it again. Just find us on Instagram at Kiss925. That is where we get all the questions from. After we post a photo or video that reads Ask Roz and Mocha, you go there to the comment section, leave your question, and we'll grab two of you to join us on a future episode.
A question for you. Yeah. If you don't have anything to do, right? Like you don't have a deadline, you don't have to leave the house, you don't have to go to work, you're not going out anywhere.
Okay.
How long are you showering for?
A little bit longer.
But like what? Give me a time.
Like right now, my shower is about 5 minutes, maybe less.
Right.
Maybe 10.
But that's
maybe
but you got to get to work though, right?
Yeah. Like, but if it's on a day when I have like nothing going on, I just want to enjoy a shower.
And also you're not particularly dirty. Like you weren't out digging stuff.
No, you know what? Maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Because I just stand there and I'll just let the water hit me on all sides and
really,
just enjoy. Yeah. How about you?
Maury?
Well, I now know the exact time.
Which is what?
30 minutes. Because
30
we installed a timer for the fan.
30 minutes? You'll shower for 30 minutes, like on a Saturday?
I'll wait for the fan to go off,
Oh, my God. Shem.
Like 10 tops.
Yeah.
10 tops. Yeah. If I have nothing else to do and there's no rush, yeah, 10 tops. You get bored.
Right. No, but I like to use all my products.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Because I only realized this because 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, when my kid and I were watching the Masters, I had to do stuff later on, but I had nothing to do for hours. And I was like, oh, I'll just go and take a shower. And I went to take a shower when the commercial break started.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of the shower drying off when they went back to the broadcast.
Oh my God. What? That's like, yeah, no, that's like 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes
like
three
minutes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was in and out in 3 minutes and I felt like I had a great shower.
Wow. I listen to music in the bathroom and sometimes I will get into the shower when a song starts,
yeah,
and get out of the shower and the song is like almost finishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 3.5, 4 minutes.
What's
maybe
the point?
I get so bored in there. Like I can't just stand around in the shower, like letting the water hit me and go all zen and like and get in my own head and stuff like this, right? I can't do
sometimes
that.
I'm it's
like,
nice though, man.
Yeah, no, but I get I understand why people like it, right? Yeah. I'm not saying that it's weird, but I just can't get into it.
Got it.
Right? Like I just feel
plus,
like
the longer you're in the shower, people won't come in and bother
well,
you.
Well, that's a wow. That's something for therapy though.
Yeah, doc.
Right? Exciting.
This ain't the place.
Save it for the couch, Mo.
Once again, this has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the Seeker app.